Our cattle markets rebound after those rumors last week about the screwworm issues. I'm Keith Lindberg with your Farm News Update. We have seen a strong cash cattle market, and that is helping rebound our cattle futures. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri-Commodities, based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah, it seemed like cash was trading pretty good, about 235-ish at the close on Friday. And then after the close, I've heard as high as 237. And I think we're just trading, making up for that little bit of lost ground. One thing to remember, we have the new limit in the live cattle and the feeder cattle. So it's an extra dollar in the trading ranges. And if and at some point we get expanded limits up or down, I mean, you're talking some big potential moves. But cattle, we're kind of trading that little push on the cash, I think, late on Friday.
And when you talk about those increases on the live cattle side of things, going from 650 to 725, and on the feeder side, from 825 to 925. Looking at the hog market here this morning, Greg, we are a little bit higher as well on the futures, but on the cash side Friday, a little bit lower, $3 to $3.50 lower, that 95 to just about $97 area.
Yeah, it feels like the Packers maybe finally got his himself for the hog side, at least into the black again. So I think we've been seeing this cutout working better, and I think now we're finally to a point where, you know, if we'll continue to see the pork cutouts grind higher, I think that can follow along now in the cash end. He just had to get himself back in the black, and it feels like he's there.
Again, we're going to continue to watch what's going on with our livestock markets, especially like last week with the rumors that got started involving the screwworm issues and the rumors that it made its way into Missouri. Again, that was just a rumor, but it dropped the markets. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lindberg.